It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. All right, welcome everybody to episode 22 of Taylor Talk. This is Adam.
Belle.
Diane.
And Haley.
Hi, guys.
Hello.
Belle.
Hi.
All right, so this is our very first short episode to alternate weeks with full episode, where it's just going to be news, calendar, mini segments. That's all we got. No full discussion this episode. And guess what it's being called? Do you guys know?
I don't know. Why don't you tell us?
Okay. This little minisode, we'll call it, this series of minisodes, is going to be called Small Talk, Work, and the Weather.
Aww.
I hope everybody else awed.
I did. That's really cute.
So Small Talk for short. So anyway,
I can't wait till we get back to December and we can do them in December.
Yeah, that would be perfect.
All right. So yeah, this is our first Small Talk. Next announcement, thanks to everyone who's been using our voicemail system. We're going to be playing a couple of them for you later. So, hey, Belle.
Yep.
So since we've been recording Taylor Talk the last 8 months or so, we've become friends, right?
Yeah, I guess.
So, do you think you'll still remember me in, oh, say, a day?
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
Will you remember me in a week?
Probably.
What about a year?
I'm guessing I'll probably remember you in a year. Yeah, I'm going to have to do like a little, you know, jumping jack or a little, you know, jig or something to remind me, but...
Do you think you'll remember me in 10 years?
That's a little sketchier. A lot can happen in 10 years. Maybe I'll be like a multimillionaire and you'll still be, you know, you.
So do you think you'll remember me or not in 10 years?
All right, fine. I'll say yes to be nice.
Okay, cool.
Was there a reason for that? Like, where is that going?
I'm not sure yet. Belle.
Yes?
Knock, knock.
Oh, God, who's there?
See, you already forgot me!
You're so silly. God,
oh, man. Sorry, guys. That's my joke of the week. I hope you enjoy it.
Oh, God.
I thought that was pretty funny, though.
Wow, Adam.
You guys were laughing.
I was laughing because it was, like, almost not funny.
So bad?
Still, yeah.
I thought it was funny. Goodness. You guys are always picking on me. That's okay. So, you want to know what's been bugging me lately? While I'm on a rant? Besides bugs.
Okay.
What's been bugging me is all these articles coming out that say Taylor unfairly won, or that Kennedy Award that she's being presented with in December, claiming, oh, she's friends with the Kennedys, and that it was a biased decision.
That's crazy.
Like, that's really been bugging me. I don't think that's fair to say about her.
She won the award because she earned it.
Yeah, exactly. So all you haters out there, booyah. That's Taylor. You know, I wonder, did they ever think that maybe Taylor became friends with the Kennedy family as a result of winning that award? Like, we don't know how far back Taylor found out about this. You know what I mean? And they could have just saved the news until they announced the gala date and things like that.
They could have.
That's true.
So stop hating on Taylor.
How would anybody hate on Taylor?
I don't know, because they're so mean.
She's like one of the most unhateable people.
Yeah.
People are jealous. That's why.
Apparently. Yellow. I'd be jealous to get presented.
Lime green jello.
All right, whatever. Anyway, so last week, our good friend Rick Barker gave aspiring musicians a tip on creating content on YouTube. We got tip number two from Rick Barker coming up, so let's hear from Rick.
Here we are with the Taylor Talk Music Industry Blueprint Tip of the Week. My name is Rick Barker, and last week we talked to you a little bit about picking your songs to do in your YouTube videos. Today I wanted to share with you how to best find the keywords. What a lot of people don't understand is the description that's on the YouTube video isn't necessarily for the people who have already found you. It's actually for Google, so that Google can find you on various keyword searches. So let's take, for example, if you are covering Maroon 5's Payphone. What you'd want to do is include in your title, cover of Maroon 5's Payphone featuring Wiz Khalifa, and then in parentheses, your name, because yours is actually the last name that they're looking for. Then down in your keyword description area, what I would highly recommend is that you cut and paste the lyrics, you go to Google and search in Maroon 5 and see what the top five search results are, and they'll drop down in your screen there, cut and paste, and put those in there also. It'll give you a better opportunity to be found by Google, because as people go into YouTube, that is a search engine of its own. So when they go in there, they're going to type Maroon 5. Well, if you've been able to drive people over also from Google to your channel, it's going to give you a much better opportunity to be found. I hope that has helped. If you'd like more free music advice, just go to taylortalk.org, click on the Music Industry Blueprint link, and I look forward to sharing more with you on the next edition of Taylor Talk.
All right. Thanks, Rick. Let's get going with the episode. So, Haley, give us the calendar.
All right. Well, on September 22nd, Taylor is going to be performing at the iHeartRadio Music Festival in Las Vegas.
Woo-hoo! Yay! Who's all going?
My hometown. What up?
Hopefully we can go.
So we know Adam wants to go. I'm going to try to win tickets.
I'm going.
Feels like there's no other option. I am going.
I am going.
I'm going to try to go, but we'll see what happens. I'll do.
Does anyone know how many songs each artist performs? Because, you know, they have a whole lineup of, what, about 10, 15 artists in one night?
I would guess about 3 to 5
There's a lot, yeah. But look at it this way. Even, like, okay, yes, we're going to go to iHeartRadio and see Taylor, but it's also a nice little Taylor Talk reunion time.
Yay!
And we need one of those because it's been a long time.
I know. I haven't seen you guys since April, and I'm crying.
Oh.
We also need, an official one. Like, one with me, Diane, Adam, Belle, Haley, and Maya, because we've never all been in the same place at the same time.
Yeah. That's true. We all need
to be. That's very true.
We miss Maya, by the way.
Maya needs to get home from summer camp already.
Yeah, she does.
She gets home, I think she just told me, August 11th.
What?
Hey guys, it's Maya. I'm having a ton of fun at camp, but I miss you guys so much, and I can't wait to be back on Taylor Talk really soon. Virtual hand hearts, bye!
August 11th, so a couple weeks left, and she'll be back with us.
Yay! I miss Woo-hoo. Her.
Alright, so, let's go on to the news. Just to give you a quick recap of last week's news, in case you only listen to the small talks, Taylor and Justin Bieber collaboration did not make it on Bieber's new album, and his manager explained it just didn't make sense at the time. Taylor topped Forbes' list of under 30s, making $57 million between May 2011 and 2012. And Taylor said on Facebook that stuff is about to happen, which I think we believe to be a new single, right? That's what we kind of came to the conclusion.
Guess. Yeah.
All right. Now for the new news.
All right. Diane? Taylor received not just one, but two Do Something Award nominations. The first one is for the Do Something Facebook Award for her response to Kevin Maguire's prom invite. And she was very, very nice about that. I thought that was really cute. And the second award is for the Do Something Music Artist for all the rest of her charity work. The Do Something Awards are designed to honor people under 25 who are changing the world, and Taylor definitely fits that category. The awards will be presented on August 19th, but they're not going to air until August 21st on VH1, and that will be at 9, 8 Central. But make sure to go vote for Taylor at VH1.com so she can win both of those awards.
Yep.
I'll be doing that. Sorry. You know, I forgot to put in the show notes, that there's going to be one big doer, they call it, that wins $100,000 for the charity of their choice. So be sure to vote for Taylor.
Yeah.
Vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor.
Vote for Taylor.
Do it right now.
Do you know why? Do you know why we're doing that?
Subliminal messaging.
It goes hand in hand with what we did last week, which resulted in the next announcement from Belle.
So, Taylor Swift won huge at the Teen Choice Awards.
Woohoo!
I'm so excited about this, and I'm so upset that I decided not to go to them, because I would have loved to have seen her sweep these awards live, but I didn't. So she won all five categories she was nominated for: Choice Female Artist, Choice Country Artist, Choice Voice for Audrey and the Lorax. By the way, there's some really cute pictures of her and Zach. And Choice Single by a Female Artist for Eyes Open, and Choice Country Song for Sparks Fly.
Yay! Congratulations, Taylor.
Yay! And you can view the gallery of pictures from that at taylorswift13.org.
Woohoo!
Yay!
I like that website.
Me too. I know you do, because it's your website.
Thanks, Belle.
You're welcome.
So that's it for the news. So if Swifties rule the world, / you know your Swiftie when. First one comes from Rebecca, who sent it in via email. She said, you know you're a Swiftie when somebody says something bad about Taylor and looks to you for reaction. You give them the glare.
Dun, the dun, glare. Dun, dun, dun.
And she said in parentheses, true story, with a smiley face. So, Rebecca, you keep glaring at those haters.
Do it for all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn. So, SwimGirl3611 says, you know you're a Swiftie when you get a speeding ticket because you were jamming out to Taylor and going too fast.
That's awesome.
Uh-oh.
That's not
That's a worthwhile
ticket. If there's one good excuse for a speeding ticket, it's Taylor Swift.
But as long as you're speeding, make sure you're still driving safely.
Yes. Like, don't be, like, texting while you're speeding. That would be bad.
Don't text, speed, and talk on the phone at the same time.
Yeah, that's all bad.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
All right, and the next one comes from the Swift Factor. And let me just say that I love your username. That's really cool. And they say, you know you're a Swiftie when your friend texts you when both of us is on the radio. Very cool.
Yeah. Love it.
Love that song. The next one is from Swizzle Julie. And she says, you know you're a Swiftie when you can watch Taylor's Journey to Fearless or other Taylor DVDs at least twice a day.
Wow. How do you have time for all that?
I don't know. That's awesome.
She's probably still in school. It's just summer, so...
True. It's summer. There's, like, time in summer.
Summer, yeah. Summer, summertime. You guys remember that song?
No, I think I'm a bit too young for that.
Sorry.
Diane. our token 90s baby over here.
Am I really? No, Maya's a 90s baby, too.
She's not here right now.
Right, I'm just the token 90s baby right now. That's okay. Yeah.
Anyway, so Andrea_Swift7 says, you know you're Swiftie when it's 2 a.m. and you can't sleep and you decide to watch the Speak Now concert DVD.
Might I say that 2 a.m. is the perfect time for anything Taylor related?
Right. That was mentioned in, I believe, Breathe, right? Something happened to 2 a.m.
Mentioned a ton of songs. She talks about 2 a.m. a lot.
And 158 in Last
or,
Kiss.
Yeah.
Might I also point out the fact, though, that if you're awake at 2 a.m. and can't sleep, the Speak Now concert DVD is probably not going to put you to sleep.
But maybe they don't want to go to sleep. Maybe they just, they're like, well, I'm already awake. I might as well do something awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, my turn again?
We love you, Belle.
Thank you. This one is submitted by Storminator via email. If Swifties ruled the world, Taylor would be queen and Adam would be king.
Yeah!
I had to read that one.
So I'm pretty sure Adam read all the emails and he saw that one and he was like, that's the one I'm going to put in the show, hands down.
Yeah, probably.
I think that's how it went down.
Hey, at least you're not accusing me of writing that one myself, because I did not. That one was actually submitted. And I love it. I love you, Storminator.
Storminator, you made a new best friend.
Yep. Yeah.
New BFL for life.
Mind you, I think that's an alias for someone who doesn't want us reading their actual name on the air. Storminator. I like the sound of it, though.
It's kind of badass, yeah.
All right. And let's hear from Isabella now on the voicemail.
Yay for voicemails.
You know you're 51, it's not that you're going out of the country because you can't download Taylor Talk there.
All right. Thank you for that submission, Isabella. Next up is What Would Taylor Do? This What Would Taylor Do was submitted by Christina on voicemail. So let's hear from Christina.
What would Taylor do if he was a game maker for the Hunger Games?
The first thing I'm picturing in my head is Taylor with the Seneca Crane beard.
You know what I pictured when I heard that? Christmas.
Me too, Christmas. Almost. Like, white rabbits for some reason. I just see her making a Hunger Games with lots of white rabbits. I don't know where that
came from. So you're talking about if she designed the arena.
/ Alice in Wonderland / Taylor / the Hunger Games?
Basically. Yeah. I'm not quite sure why I thought of that, but I just have this image of, like, this great big arena with lots of snow and white rabbits.
She probably would make it winter. But here's the thing. Like, I feel like Taylor wouldn't, like, want to organize anybody's death. She'd be like, Let's just let them all live, please.
Yeah, she'd be sitting there like, wait a second, why are we doing this?
Yeah, she'd be a pretty bad game maker for the Hunger Games. Because she'd be like, well, can't we just have fun and frolic and just be happy?
Yeah. I don't feel like she would want to be
with
like,
she'd like break out in song, like, why can't we be friends? Why can't we be friends?
The arena would be really pretty, but it wouldn't really be like death inducing.
Who says that? Death inducing? Where'd you come up with that?
She got it from me. I just threw the word inducing out there.
Yeah.
I don't know. So blame I would have said deadly, word. But.
Diane helped me with that one.
Blame me for that
one. Our two writers on the show over here. So, Belle, though, in response to that, how do you know that, you know, you were talking about little white bunnies. They could be vicious white bunnies. They could
I don't
eat
think
people.
She would do that, though. I think she'd want frolicking white bunnies.
I just can't, I mean, I just don't see, like, Taylor Swift and death going together very well. But I'm trying to think, like, what would she do?
Yeah, here's
the
really sad part about the whole thing, though. The really, really sad part is that she would fail at being a good game maker, and then President Snow, would make her eat those.
That's probably where I got the snow idea from.
Probably. Would probably make her eat those berries, and that's, like, super sad.
I know.
No.
She, like, you stuck at being a game maker, so.
Belle, I will defend her.
I know, you'll
eat the berries
death,
for him.
Right? You'll, like, we need, like, the Mockingjay to come rescue her.
I will defend her. Belle, I don't know what that means because I haven't read the third book. Thanks for spoiling it, though.
That's not a spoiler.
Isn't the third book called Mockingjay? That's not really a spoiler.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I would defend her. I would take care of this snow guy.
Okay.
So basically, if...
you might want to elicit the help of Katniss.
That would be good.
What do I need Katniss for? I mean, all she does is shoot
a
bow and arrow.
Whole army.
Hey, she knows what she's doing. She's a tough chick.
Okay. Well, we wouldn't let anything happen to Taylor if she were a bad game maker.
Nope.
So basically, what Taylor would do if she were a game maker for the Hunger Games is she would need Adam to come save her. That's what she'd do.
Because she would sabotage the games and make sure everybody lived.
Exactly.
Yeah, agreed.
I love what would Taylor do is like this, which is just so far-fetched, like inserting Taylor in a fictional world.
So while I got out of bed to record this morning, I was listening to some music. What are you guys listening to? Or better yet, what are Swifties listening to?
Or what is Adam listening to? Because no Swifties submitted for this week. You guys are
okay.
Killing me.
What?
You guys are slacking. You need to submit us some what are Swifties listening to for future episodes.
Exactly. This is the first time in a while we haven't had one. So,
but Adam does have a good pick, so.
Yeah, I found one that I just recently started listening to, and I find her to be really talented, and I thought it was very very appropriate because she's a member of our fellow Swiftie community. Her name is Erica Morgan, who just came out with a single recently, somewhat recently, called Did You Think? That's like really catchy, and I really, really like it. And I just bought it on iTunes last night, in fact. And you know how iTunes suggests like listeners also bought, and it gives you suggestions of other songs that are similar?
Yes.
It suggested Taylor Swift's If This Was a Movie. So I guess Erica fits in the same category as Taylor.
Yay.
Woohoo. Awesome.
And you know what? When Adam actually mentioned her to me, I remembered her from like a few years ago. She had this demo out called That's Just What You Do, and it's so cute.
Yeah.
So, she's really good music. She's definitely got some talent. So go check her out.
Yeah, you can check her website out. It's ericamorganmusic.com. Is all. But like I said, it's kind of cool because she's also a member of our community. She's a Swiftie. Fellow Swiftie.
Woohoo! Exactly. We got to support our fellow Swifties.
Supporting our Swifties. So we hope you guys all enjoyed our very, very, very first small talk, work, and the weather. Remember, keep those voicemails coming in and also like us on Facebook, facebook.com/TaylorTalk13. We have a million different ways for you to contact us now, it seems, don't we?
Yeah, that's a good thing.
We've got voicemail, Facebook, Twitter, email, Taylor Connect. That's five different ways. So
awesomeness.
Yeah. If you ever forget one of those methods, just go to taylortalk.org. There's a contact page on there. It has all of them. So.
Yay.
This has been Adam.
Belle.
Diane.
And Haley.
Then have a great day, guys. Woohoo!
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
Thank you, Belle. You weren't around to do that last time.
I know. We had like this horrible awkward thing where it was silent and we were like, virtual hand hearts. Oh, yeah. But we still love you.
Like, I never forget my virtual hand hearts.
We need Belle.
Oh, I needed. Nice.
All right. Bye, guys.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.